If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and suddenly feel like you're invisible? Or maybe you second-guess yourself before speaking up in a meeting? Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments where confidence takes a little holiday, right? But guess what? Confidence isn't some magical superpower, it's something we can actually build brick by brick, starting with the most powerful tool we have. Our own minds. Today, we're diving deep into the world of affirmative self-talk. Think of it as giving your inner voice a serious upgrade. It's not about becoming some over-the-top cheerleader, although that can be fun sometimes, but about replacing those negative, self-defeating thoughts with positive, empowering statements. Here's the deal. Our brains are wired to focus on the negative. It's kind of a built-in survival mechanism. But when we let those negative thoughts run wild, they start shaping our reality in a pretty unflattering way. We become hesitant, less likely to take risks, and ultimately miss out on amazing opportunities. So how do we rewire this negativity bias? Simple. By consciously choosing to speak kindly to ourselves. Here are 5 powerful hacks to build your confidence through affirmative self-talk. 1. Catch those negative thoughts. It all starts with awareness. Pay attention to the little voice in your head. What's it saying? Is it constantly putting you down or predicting doom and gloom? The first step is recognizing those negative thought patterns so you can start replacing them. 2. Reframe those phrases. Okay, now that you've got those negatives on your radar, time to flip the script. Instead of "I can't do this, try this might be challenging, but I'm willing to learn and grow." Instead of "I always mess things up," think "I'm learning from my mistakes and becoming stronger." 3. Affirmation is action. Don't just tell yourself you're confident, act like it. Stand tall, make eye contact, speak with conviction. Your body language can actually reinforce those positive thoughts and boost your confidence level. 4. Celebrate small wins. Did you nail that presentation? Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Give yourself a high five. Acknowledge your accomplishments, big or small. Positive reinforcement goes a long way in building self-esteem. 5. Practice makes progress. Just like any skill, positive self-talk takes practice. Don't get discouraged if you slip back into negative thinking. Sometimes that's totally normal. Just keep reminding yourself of your strengths and the progress you've already made. Ever feel like you're on autopilot, just going through the motions? You know that feeling when your mind is racing with worries or doubts, making it hard to focus or enjoy the moment? Imagine this. You're walking into a job interview, but instead of your heart pounding in your chest, you feel calm and collected. Instead of doubting your abilities, you're brimming with confidence. That's the power of affirmative self-talk. It can transform your mindset, allowing you to step into situations with courage and clarity. Let's say you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You might find yourself thinking, "What if I forget everything? What if everyone thinks I'm incompetent?" Ouch. Those thoughts can really throw you off. But here's how to turn that around. "I've put in the time and effort to prepare for this. I know my material inside and out. Even if I stumble a bit, I can handle it with grace." See the difference? So remember, friends, confidence isn't something you're born with, it's something you cultivate. By practicing affirmative self-talk, you can silence those negative voices, embrace your strengths, and step into the world with a newfound sense of power and possibility. Ready to unlock that inner confidence? Start by replacing just one negative thought with a positive affirmation today. Then share your experience with me. I want to hear how it's working for you. Don't forget to hit subscribe, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. See you tomorrow for another dose of Daily Stoic Power.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.